Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning. It is 8:31. Joining me in the studio, always a fun time to have this guy around, Michael Gutierrez with the Flickinger Center for Performing Arts. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Going great. Missed you last month, but you were having a good time. You were doing something. Tell me about it.
Well, I sorry about that. I spaced the interview, but I was actually, his name is Ken Waldman, the Alaskan Fiddlin' Poet.
Oh.
So he came down, and I did a school outreach for the Mescalero schools. We sat in all day with their English classes. We did a big assembly in the morning, and he introduced himself and talked about writing and played some fiddle tunes. And then we went into the English classes all day, and he taught lessons on music and writing.
Wow.
So, poetry, because he's a poet and a writer.
Oh,
Alaska.
Man, I bet that was awesome.
Oh, it was great. It was great. And then the very next day, we actually got to present over at the Aristocrat here in town.
Oh, wow.
So they hadn't had live music in a while.
Yeah.
You know, so it was really great they had such a great time.
Wow,
and
cool.
He was telling stories, and he taught English along the coast in Alaska.
Yeah.
So he has all really neat stories about teaching these little villages in Alaska, and he actually got in a plane crash through there, so he has a really cool story about that. It was really great.
Neat. Well, I tell you what, it worked out great because I got out of the studio earlier that morning.
So right.
So perfect timing. So, and it sounded like you had a great time, and so did the singing poet. So.
Oh yes.
Yeah, Michael Walden.
Ken Walden.
So.
And he was right after that. He went to Carrizozo and did a little concert on his way out of town, on his way to Utah. So
wow, that's awesome.
I think he had a good little time in Carrizozo too. People came out over there.
No doubt about it. Well, we got the BYU group coming up, but we got a little bit of a change in that, right?
Yes, we have a big announcement. I just found out yesterday, due to their busing problem with scheduling, we're going to have to push it back one day. It's going to be on the 27th.
But Instead of the 26th.
It'll be Friday instead of Thursday.
So go ahead and get those tickets. Keep getting those tickets. It's just going to be one day later.
Yes, it's going to be one day later. We're going to put a big email blast out today.
Yeah.
It was kind of last minute yesterday. He was real apologetic about it, you know. But
one thing to do.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but it's still going on. It's still happening that Friday. Maybe better on a Friday night, you know.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But so that is coming up. The
27th.
Yeah, the BYU Living Legends is now going to be on the 27th. I'm going to make a change on this here real quick so I can remember that. So 27th. So BYU Living Legends on the 27th. And so we're going to move everything a day later. So. No. Just kidding. Coming up February 11th, let's talk about that. That's just in time for Valentine's Day, and that's going to be a lot of fun as well.
Oh, yes. The chocolate buffet.
Yeah. With who?
Camarada, and they're performing Tango Obsession. So they're bringing two dancers with them to perform tango dance along with the music. So you get to watch both. It's pretty awesome.
Now, these guys, these tango dancers, are going to stay on the stage, or they're going to be up and down the aisles too?
They're going to be up on the stage. We're going to have them lit real well, and we're going to start a sign-up this week. It's on a jot form. We'll put a thing on social media about it. But to sign up for the first 15 couples to get a free tango lesson.
Ooh.
And we're going to start that a little before we open the doors, about 6 o'clock. So we're going to probably start the tango lesson about 5:30.
My wife wanted to do that, but I told her I think my back's going to be out then. So. No, just kidding. But,
so we're going to have a jot form for that, and we'll get some information on how to sign up for that. But we're taking the first 15 couples that have tickets to the show.
All right. And so then, you got to have tickets. Yeah, because then you got to get in the show, because then they're going to take shotguns and they're going to make you go up there and dance too, right?
And don't forget, with every purchase of the ticket, you get free chocolate.
Get the tickets now. Get them before I get mine. Because I'm telling you, when that chocolate buffet happens, my doctor gets real upset with me. So
it's a real cool date night idea.
Like, it really is. It really is.
And the musicianship is world class. They're just great musicians, the dancers. There's some really neat clips of them on YouTube.
Yeah, I bet there is. And that's going to be on a Saturday night.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
February 11th. It's right before Valentine's, dude. Yeah. Don't do your Valentine's a little early. Come
that's
on
the time. February 11th is going to be the Saturday to celebrate Valentine's anyway. Cause
oh, yeah.
Can't do it on the 14th. Got to go to work.
And it feels weird after,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Valentine's Day should always be that second Saturday of the month. You know,
yeah.
So, you know, Valentine. Old Valentine, he don't care no more. He dead.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
And I do have another big announcement.
Yeah.
Coming up the very next Saturday, we have Play Me. We have a new an add-on. They are a Neil Diamond tribute.
Wow.
They're going to be here.
Seriously?
Yes. I just added it to the website yesterday. We're going to put up tickets today.
All right. What's the tickets going to be for that?
We're having a meeting today to plan out ticket prices, but this is a late add-on. But he's from a Las Cruces native named Chris Wagner.
Okay.
He's been here before, and he's killed it here before. Everybody loved him.
Wow.
And, he does a really, really great Neil Diamond tribute, and it's going to be February 18th.
I love Neil Diamond. I tell you what, I've just always been a big fan of Neil Diamond. So,
oh yeah, really.
The other thing up there on the mountain, I can't even think of its name up there by Alto.
What's his name?
Yeah, that thing up there. They had a Neil Diamond tribute about 4 years ago. This guy was out of Las Vegas or something. If you closed your eyes, it was Neil Diamond.
Oh,
you know,
right.
If you opened your eyes, he was a short, dumpy guy. But he did a fantastic job. I got his CD. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so. But this tribute guy is out of Las Cruces.
Yes, yes. And he's been doing it for years.
What's his name?
Chris Wagner.
Chris Wagner.
Yes, Chris Wagner. And his band is Play Me, named after the song.
Okay, cool.
So he's bringing the band, and that's good. Yeah. We're going to have the tickets up here pretty quick. So
I'll see if I can find it for you. There is a another Neil Diamond tribute out of Kansas City, and they're called B.
B, okay.
Yeah, that great song that Neil Diamond did there and stuff, you know. So, but, they do a great job there, too, and stuff. So, but, that's going to be great. So that's going to be coming in. Right after BYU and right before Camarada's Tango.
It's going to be the week after the Chocolate Buffet.
Oh, going to be a week after. So that one's going to come up on the 18th of February.
Yes, yes.
All right.
Yeah, we're really excited about that one.
Give me a flyer or something on it so we can talk about that and promote that. So, yeah, no doubt about that. Then after Play Me, then we have Camarada's Tango Obsession,
which is the Chocolate Buffet. That's the
and then after that is Play Me. After that,
now we got the order.
All right, Play Me.
Okay. But right after that, on March 1st, we're real excited about LP and the Vinyl.
Yeah,
so they're a jazz group.
They're a jazz group,
and so what they do really neat is they take famous popular songs, Beatles songs, David Bowie, you know, Oasis, you know, popular songs, and then they do them in a jazz style that really they're all educators of jazz at San Diego State. Really excited for their outreach that they're going to do. I'm really excited to have them. There's actually somebody in Alamogordo that called us on the very first day that we had tickets on sale, and she actually took piano lessons from their piano player when she lived in San Diego years ago.
Wow.
So she was really excited, like, I can't believe you're having them here.
Oh, man, that is awesome. You know she's got tickets.
Oh, yeah, she was real excited.
Yeah, no doubt about that. She's probably going to swindle a backstage pass out of you, too.
I'd let her.
No doubt about that. So those guys are coming on March 1st. That's a great one. And then we got kind of a month off there. And then we've got Mads Tolling and the Mads Men. What is that?
So Mads Tolling and the Mads Men. So Mads Tolling is, he's a violinist.
Okay.
He's from Europe, and he's amazing virtuoso. And what he's done with the Mads Men, he's done a couple different projects, but this specific one is he's playing music of the 60s.
Oh, wow.
So they're on violin, playing everything from film to TV to just popular songs of the time, from Georgia On My Mind to the Flintstones.
Yeah.
And kind of just celebrates the music of the 60s and does it on virtuoso violin. It's kind of, it's amazing. I'm really excited to have them as well.
I bet Sweet Cherry Wine will sound good on that too. So, and then the Mads Men.
That's his backing band.
That's his band. So.
Yes, Mads Tolling is his name, and the Mads Men is his backing band.
Oh, that is going to be great. And then we got on April 11th, State Street Ballet, The Jungle Book.
Yes.
That is always a great performance. People really need to get tickets to that and see that.
Oh, yeah. Even if you're not a fan of ballet, I think a lot of why people don't like ballet and opera and some of those things is they don't understand what's going on. But if it's a story you know well, then it's easy to attach to, and I think everybody can get something out of it, because the Jungle Book's just a timeless story everybody knows. Yeah. You know,
it really blows my mind how people will say, I don't like ballet, but they'll go see something like this performed on ice. Mm-hmm. Which is ballet on ice. You know, it's the same thing. It's just done with ice skates instead of wood-toed shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and something like this, the State Street Ballet, The Jungle Book, this is a fantastic presentation. I've seen this before that these people do. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. They're top class. They're just a really great dance company and out of Santa Barbara, California.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's going to be a great one and stuff. So I'm excited about this Play Me coming. I tell you what, that's going to be great. But first off, a great presentation now on the 27th, day after BYU, Brigham Young University out of Utah, the Living Legends. And, you know, another thing that's come out of BYU is a lot of a cappella groups.
Mm-hmm.
Like Pentatonix, they didn't come out of BYU, but they got a great men's group that come out of BYU music department that is just as good as Pentatonix.
Oh yeah, I was a choral student all the way through school and into college, and talking about those guys over there in Utah. Those choirs.
Were good. Yeah. Those guys were phenomenal.
Yeah, singing is a big deal there in Utah.
Yeah, I'm surprised those BYU guys didn't go anywhere. They were on that big competition that TV had for a while. Pentatonix came out of that thing strong.
Oh, yeah.
But those guys came out of their second, and I'm surprised they didn't go anywhere after that.
Yeah, there's a lot of competition now. There's a lot of great singers out there.
But yeah.
Some of these tradition areas of music are just really neat to, you know, they're known for singing. Certain areas are known for fiddle. And
yeah. So are you looking at sometime maybe bringing in an a cappella group like that?
Yes. We had to cancel with why is their name eluding me right now? The a cappella group we were going to have last year. I can't remember the name right now.
Yeah, I can't either.
But, we had to cancel with them. I was really excited to bring them.
Yeah.
And it was unfortunate we couldn't reschedule.
Yeah.
But they were out of Florida, and I think somebody moved to Brazil or something. So, everybody saw the travel mess this week.
Yeah,
it's only going to get worse.
It's only going to get worse, no doubt about it. It's best if you're going to perform somewhere, just get a bus or get in your car and go.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fly on a plane. So,
But
anyway, so, okay, let's talk about Patrons Hall. What's going on at Patrons Hall now?
Well, Patron Hall is we've stepped it up there. We have a Patrons Hall manager now. His name's Keith.
Uh-huh.
So he's the one taking all of the reservations. He's kind of helping everybody get settled in with all kinds of different things. They had a New Year's Eve party there.
Yeah.
It's kind of become a really good, people are realizing it's down there.
Yeah, good, good.
So it's for all kinds of things.
So it's still just a rental hall now.
Yes.
Okay, so.
But it has many uses. So
use
your imagination.
Then. Yeah. I think some people would like to see that open back up for lunches and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a little tough to do. You never know what to prepare.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. So
if anybody's got a business proposal, come talk to me.
Come talk to them. You know. Great place for a food truck to do something indoors.
Yes, and we've told anybody they come set up on our... at our place if they want to set up during the day.
Yeah, awesome. So
but,
we need to get Triple Nickel Barbecue down
there. Speaking of them. Yeah. So a little bit of a shameless plug. I'm going to be playing at 575, playing solo acoustic.
Uh-huh.
And Triple Nickel's going to be over there at 575 this weekend.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
Sorry about you playing. I'm coming for the barbecue,
that's
man.
That's same, same.
Oh, have you had his barbecue?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, and he's such a good guy. They do a good job.
Aaron is awesome, man, and does great barbecue. And no matter where he's at, I find him to interview him. We were doing the White Sands Balloon and Music Festival, and we're out there all day, and they changed the VIP situation, so the vendors didn't get to go into. Somebody just bought the VIP and used it for them.
Yeah.
So all the vendors had to do something. We're on their own. Aaron, I'm standing there talking to Bob about it, and Aaron's standing there, and he goes, "You guys just come to me. I'll take care of you." I said, "I'll trade you out ads." He goes, "Okay." And that's what we did. We ate good out there all weekend and stuff. And he did something that I thought, what the heck? I got some potato salad to go with my pulled pork sandwich. And he said, hey, he takes my potato salad and throws about 10 chunks of sausage on it, sliced pieces of sausage on it. I said, okay, thanks. He said, try that. I said, so I'm back there eating this thing, and I'm eating this sausage with the potato salad on it. And I'm like, hey, you want my barbecue sandwich? I mean, that was so good. I went back and told him, said, you now have the Radio Mike special. He goes, what's that? That's the potato salad with the sausage on it, or the sausage and the potato salad on it, whatever. That is good by itself. And he goes, really? And I go, yeah.
He was there for Sons of the Pioneers at the Flickinger setup.
Oh, was he really?
That's what I fed the band that day.
Yeah.
They loved it. They absolutely loved it.
Oh, no doubt. I tell you what. So whenever I go around, like when he was at the fair, he saw me coming, and I was in line and stuff, and he just had one of those ready for me. Yeah, Triple Nickel Barbecue. I love those guys, no doubt about it. So they're going to you're playing yourself.
Yes.
At 575 Brewing.
Yes.
When?
This Saturday at 6:30.
This Saturday at 6:30. Where is 575 Brewing?
Behind the Walgreens in that area back there. I can't remember the name of the road.
Eddie Road, I think.
Eddie Road, yeah.
Yeah, I got to get in there and find that place.
It's a neat little place. It's become a cool little place to stop. And
yeah, I think my Red Dirt Drive guy, Wes Robinson, I think when he's not on the air, he lives out there. So, Saturday night, what time are you playing?
6:30 to about 9.
6:30 till 9. And you just do a one-man show.
I don't do it that often. I'm trying to get back into it. You caught a little sneak peek of me doing it.
Yeah. What's going on with Rosewater Blues?
We've got stuff booked out through the summer.
Oh, dear.
We've just gotten smart and not booked in the winter. You get stuck outside all the time.
And, yeah. Not fun.
We did that for the first 4 or 5 years, and we played some out and nobody's watching, and we're freezing, but like we're getting paid, we're playing. Yeah. You know?
I got a sneak preview of just you and stuff, and I enjoyed it and stuff, and I got to stick around. Otherwise, I was out talking to people. So
that was the Small Business Saturday.
Small Business Saturday and stuff. Enjoyed you there, and there was another performer before you that did a great job. So should be a lot of fun, so no doubt about that. So any other programs coming up at the Flickinger Center?
Yes, we got
in between all these shows.
Well, coming up here in January, to kind of backtrack, Children's Music Theater has some stuff coming up.
Oh, that's right. What they got coming up?
So on the 17th and 19th, they have a workshop you can sign up for. It's a class you can, a paid class. Mm-hmm. But they have more information on their Facebook page.
Okay.
But on the 30th, we have the workshop for auditions for The Lion King. If anyone wants to bring their kids down, I believe it's 7 to 17 is the age range for auditions. And auditions will be the 31st and the 2nd of February.
Who's in charge of the Children's Music Theater?
Heather Bash.
Heather Bash.
Yes.
Saw Heather Bash. Husband makes a great Grinch.
Oh, God bless them. For our Christmas on Main Street, she was Cindy Lou and he was the Grinch. And he was in that mask for 5 hours straight.
Oh, man.
I think he took one little break.
Oh, man.
But, oh, man. he had a good time, and we had almost 400 pictures or something like that taken through the night. Yeah, it was.
I remember when I interviewed her over there, I said, "Hey, Cindy Lou Who." She turned around and saw me and said, "Come here." And started talking to her, kept her in character and stuff, you know. So I like Heather. She is something else. So.
Oh, they work so hard. They do such a good job with Children's Music Theater.
Yeah.
It's amazing if you've never been to one of their performances.
Yeah, be sure to tell her to send me all her stuff so I can promote that for her.
Okay.
So, yeah. And I need to get her into the studio sometime.
Yes.
Had to talk to us and stuff, you know. So. But so they've got tryouts for The Lion King coming up when?
The workshop is Monday, January 30th.
Okay.
Auditions are January 31st and February 2nd.
Okay.
You just have to show up to one of those nights for audition. You don't have to be at both. But the workshop is it's a great way for kids to be shown what's expected of an audition and just kind of get their feet wet, stand on stage a little bit if they've never been on stage. Most of the kids are pros that come and do it.
Yeah.
They come up there. I'm like kind of blown away every time because they get better every show.
Uh-huh.
And watching their voice and their confidence just skyrocket. It's a really neat program.
As well as I do, the best part of voice training is just getting the confidence and believing in yourself.
Oh, yeah. Selling it.
Yeah. That's
the notes could be wrong, but if you're selling it.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. You know, so. But, a lot of fun there. And the Children's Music Theater, they don't put on just a little kid program. They put on some major productions.
Oh, yeah. You would be hard pressed to find a children's program as good as this one.
Yeah,
the talent level, Derek Bash with the sets and his crew he puts together, and it's all kids that help run his crew.
Yeah,
and everybody's there building and painting. Oh, it's a great production, and the whole families get involved because some of them have multiple, you know, brothers and sisters in the show, so it becomes a big family affair.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm kind of glad not to be on stage anymore and stuff, you know. So I had my time with that, and it was fun when I did it, but I'm glad it's over for me now and stuff. So, but no, that's fantastic. The Flickinger Center is the place here in Alamogordo when it comes to the arts and entertainment and giving all people an opportunity to not only see the arts but to take part in the arts.
Yes.
You know, that's the cool thing. With the Alamogordo Music Theater, the Children's Music Theater, and then what you guys bring in, and then your school programs you do.
Yes.
Talk about that a little bit.
So the school programs, due to this other thing, we unfortunately have to cancel the BYU school program.
Yeah.
Which, very unfortunate.
Because they're coming in day later.
Yeah, they're coming in a day later, and logistics, though.
Yeah.
But we've had some great ones. Mariachi Christmas was full. Mm-hmm. So we bring the kids into the theater to watch a show, and it's usually tailored towards something educational.
Mm-hmm.
We've had it's really nice to have the theater full. Mariachi Christmas was full for both the kids show and the night show. Mm-hmm. It's my first time to see it full like that.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Good. Good.
Yeah. Our photographer caught it before the show, so he caught most everybody in a panorama.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I want to get it printed up. It looks really neat.
No doubt. I think one of the important things when you guys do the school programs, there are kids that come out of that later on. It happened to you.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that.
I remember going to those school programs when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I went to Buena Vista Elementary when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And Sierra Elementary, actually. I moved around a little bit. My mom taught at Buena Vista, and it was something I remember going to when I was a kid, and I think I saw a Narnia play. I saw an orchestral group, like a quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember them teaching, like, this is the bow, this is the violin kind of thing. And I never forgot that.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me, so it's just wataching the kids come out of there. You know, I have a nephew. Mm-hmm. And a niece that are in one of the schools, and they come out and always come and give me a big high five. And they wouldn't be exposed to this music and this live interaction in any other way.
Right.
And it's amazing that I'm allowed to offer that to the community, you know?
Yeah.
And it's
I think one of the cool things about this is you experienced that, and then you wound up becoming a musician yourself.
Yes.
You know, and I think that's really cool that it had that effect on you.
Oh, yeah. And being exposed to the sound of certain instruments live is different than hearing it through speakers or on a, you know. And like we had a Chapman stick. California Guitar Trio did a school outreach. And he had something called a Chapman stick, which is like this big 12-stringed guitar thing that you play by tapping. And it was so amazing. Everybody was like, well, what is that thing? What is that? I've never seen anybody play that live. I've known it. And even for me, it was enriching. So I know it's enriching just to be exposed to different musics.
Sure.
And the mariachis, they love the mariachis.
Oh, yeah. The
everybody's
flashy,
up dancing.
Colorful, and, loud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the kids are having a good old time.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about that. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't. I don't care if you were raised in it like me, not from Kansas, and never saw mariachi. You know, come down here, I see mariachi, and I'm like going, you know, these them people are fun. I mean, they're having a ball, they're having fun, and they're just enjoying life up there.
And they take the music serious, too.
Yeah, they
like,
do.
The edges of everything are so precise, and the rhythms are so tight, and mariachi is an amazing music, and it's taken traction as an educational program.
Sure.
The people who come for Mariachi Christmas are from university programs, you know? And that's amazing that they're teaching it as a university program. You can major in mariachi now.
I'll be doggone. That's the one thing I won't do is go to a mariachi show and heckle like I did Jeff Gordon. So it's just one of those things. All right, well, coming up on March or January 27th now, BYU Living Legends. Instead of the 26th, it'll be on the 27th. And people can, where do they get their tickets at?
Come on down to the box office, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, or on FlickingerCenter.com and click on Purchase Tickets, and it'll bring you to our eTix page.
And then we don't want to forget that on March 25th.
March 25th, yes.
Thrive,
we got the Thrive Benefit.
Yeah, Thrive Benefit with Ricochet.
Yes, get your tickets for that. Come on down.
Yeah, it's, we need to fill that place up because, man, this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, if anybody doesn't remember Ricochet, they remember Ricochet.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
they got about 5 or 6 songs I forgot. I'm like, oh, yeah, that was them too.
Well, you know, when it comes to Ricochet, you just have to remember songs like, oh, my gosh, I got to put them back on here. Took them out and put all my Red Christmas songs on. I got to get Ricochet back up there.
Oh, yeah.
But the one that has always stuck with me with Ricochet was Seven Bridges Road.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what harmony in that song. I first heard that and I was like, whoa, that's good. I like that song. But Daddy's Money.
Oh, yeah.
You know, all those. You know, Daddy's Money was written about
Jeff Carson. You told me that.
It was written about his wife. And because Jeff and Ricochet were good friends.
Yeah.
And they did that song about him because her daddy had a lot of money. So they always teased him about that. So Ricochet coming on March 25th. But hey, get those tickets now for Brigham Young. BYU Living Legends coming up on the 27th, which will be a Friday night now. Even better, Friday night.
Yeah.
Even better. Yeah, sounds good. Hey, Michael Gutierrez, always good having you in the studio, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
You betcha. We'll talk to you next month.
Talk to you soon.
And see what else is coming up. 575 Brewing this Saturday night with you.
Yes.
575 Brewing and Triple Nickel Barbecue.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
It's going to be a good night, folks. So
we are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.